This is episode number 4 of Miss M on Air. Welcome to Miss M on Air, a podcast about life and all the stuff that life's made of. Hosted by me, Miss M, Rasel Manahan. Hey guys, I hope you're doing well. Again, thank you so much for tuning in once again, wherever you are. I hope you're having a great one. So I got a PM the other day on my IG at Miss M on Air, which is MSMONAIR. Follow me if you haven't yet. Or you can also look for my page on Facebook, which is Miss M on Air. So anyway, I got a message and it was from an old friend. And this friend of mine has been doing all that she can to try and achieve success in her chosen field. Now, for purposes of confidentiality, hindi ko siya i-reveal. But anyway, this really good friend of mine, we've been friends for so many years now, back when we were much younger. And she is pretty successful, but what I can say is she is very driven at marami pa siyang gustong gawin sa buhay niya. So anyway, so she was telling me, hey, congratulations on your podcast. Nice to hear from you again. And so we were touching base. And then she said, you know, I have to confess something to you. And I'm like, what? What is it? Sabi niya, you know what? I've been feeling down lately. And sabi ko, why? Sabi ko, is it the pandemic? Is it everything that we've been through? She said, yeah, but you know, what's really getting her down lately is that she's been comparing herself to some of her colleagues. And there's this particular person that she can't stop stalking on Facebook. And hating every single moment this colleague of hers achieves a certain amount of success or an achievement that she badly wants for herself. Sabi niya sa akin, tuwing may nakukuha siyang gustong-gusto kong makuha para sa sarili ko, naiinis ako, nagagalit ako, hindi lang sa sarili ko, kundi sa kanya. And I was like, oh. And then she told me, when there are now gossip fests in their office, there's an online chat and the name of this person comes up. When people start griping, she noticed she was an active participant in the griping and hating session as well. So then she asked me, Mars, ayokong aminin, pero naiingit ba ako? Am I feeling envy? And my plain and simple answer was, yes, you are. Naiingit ka. Now, I want to be clear, okay? It's human nature to want something more than what you have. In fact, that's even encouraged it. Diba? Go after your dreams, stay hungry. But when that desire to get something you don't have crosses over to hating someone who has what you don't have, pag naiinis ka na at nagagalit ka sa isang tao na meron siyang isang bagay na wala ka, ay, confirmed. Yep, that's envy. You know, when I was around 6 years old, I was a big fan of Sesame Street, like all kids. And I would always imagine myself as one of those kids on screen, like little kids do. And, you know, these American kids, they would always be eating apples. And so in my little six-year-old mind, so I go, wow, look at an apple, so nice, red and shiny. And I always wished I had easy access to apples and not just the supermarket kind, huh? But the kind where I had a huge garden, a giant tree in the backyard, where there were apples. So I told all my friends at Prep Green, that we had a giant apple tree in our backyard. Kahit yung katotohanan, eh taga Makati lang ako. I lived in Makati. We were in an apartment. It was really small. There was definitely not even a tiny garden, much less room for a big backyard with an apple tree. And I would tell my friends that, oh yeah, I have an apple tree at home and I sit under that tree every afternoon picking apples for my merienda. Take note, hindi ko pa nga favorite fruit ang apple ah. Type ko lang yung image ng blue sky, tapos kumakain ka ng apple sa ilalim ng puno. Now you can dismiss this as a childish fantasy, but then the plot thickens. Since I was a pretty good storyteller when I was a kid, I would come up with all sorts of imaginative things and tell my friends whenever I felt like I lacked something or I didn't have something. So I remember pencil toppers. They were the biggest thing back then. They're like these rubberized little things that, you know, they have erasers like hearts and smiley faces. And then you put them on top of your pencils. Nilalagay mo sila sa lapis. And kids back then would collect these things and they'd be like little jewels inside your pencil case that you would take out and display for your friends. But my mom, who was super tipid, syempre she only bought me, I think, one or two pencil toppers. So I felt so bad because, you know, I was looking at my classmates who had pretty pencil toppers. So when they'd ask me about my toppers, I'd be like, oh yeah, I have them at home. I think I have 100 in my mom's cabinet. And also, we didn't have a landline growing up. And so I wanted so bad to be one of those kids who had a phone in their house. So what did I do? I told my friends that, hey, this is my phone number. But actually, I gave them my mom's office number, saying that if they called, our secretary in the morning would answer the call. And maybe in the evening, our guard would answer, which was in truth the secretary at the accounting firm where my mom worked and the guard na naka-duty pag gabi. So I kept spinning these crazy stories because I was so envious of what other kids had that I didn't. Like from an apple tree halfway across the world to pencil toppers to a phone. And little by little, these lies started catching up on me. We had a project one time where we had to bring fruits to school. And so my classmates, syempre, paniwalang paniwala sila dahil mga six-year-olds nga kami, diba? Na may apple tree ako sa bahay. They kept waiting for me to bring those apples. And so I started making up all these silly little excuses na, alam mo, nakain na kasi namin yung mga apples. Or the worms got to it. And I think eventually I told them, oh, you know what? We had to cut a tree down. Sinungaling, di ba? And then one time a friend wanted to call me, and I think she did, using the number I gave her, na office number ng mami ko. And then she was like, Rizelle, namawag ako sa'yo kahapon nung gabi. Kaya lang, ba't ganun? Lalaki yung sumagot, tas wrong number daw. Patay! And I was like, kasi guard namin yun, hindi pa niya ako kilala. Hindi pa niya ako kilala. How could that be? How big would our house be? A building? And did I honestly think I could fool my classmates? Well, you know what? Looking back, yeah, I probably did. So in the end, I stressed out my poor six-year-old mind, trying to avoid conversations about A, fruits and apples, and B, about my landline. And ito na, that's not even the end of the story. The culminating incident about this whole thing is something that's still so fresh in my mind that it serves as a very potent reminder when I'm about to do something that's not really that good. So I remember it like it happened yesterday. A classmate of mine left her pencil case lying around on top of her table, and syempre diba nagbell recess time. And so all the kids ran outside. Yay! They're all going to go to the playground. And I was left alone in the classroom with about two or three other kids, but they weren't near me. And then I saw her table and I saw those beautiful toppers just sitting there staring at me. You know, I can still feel my chubby little fingers reaching out, almost touching them and them calling me, "Ah, Rosie, andito kami." And I just was about to get them and stuff them in my skirt pocket until my teacher popped in the room. Bam! Buti na lang. She was like, "Oh, labas na kayo, but anong ginagawa niyo dyan?" So I was like, whoa, back to reality. And thank goodness, muntikan na ako maging tulisan ng pencil topper. Buti na lang. Now, the reason I told you this story is that it sounds really, really innocent. But it is proof of how sometimes when we want something so badly and we envy others who have what we want, we end up digging ourselves into a hole and getting into bigger trouble. Now, this problem happens when we're obsessed with something that someone has, that we don't have, and we take action on that feeling, and then we start doing things that can damage that person or, again, ourselves. Or sometimes, even if we don't do anything, we rejoice in their downfall, in their misfortunes. If something bad happens to them, tuwan-tuwa pa tayo imbis na. Alam mo yon? I mean, and you have to catch yourself doing this. So what exactly is ingit or envy? Okay, the standard Merriam-Webster definition is that envy is the painful or resentful awareness of an advantage enjoyed by another, joined with a desire to possess the same advantage. To put it simply, meron siyang isang bagay na gusto mo, you want it and you desire it so bad. But we'll take it a step further. You desire it so bad that you're willing to hurt that person or rejoice in her downfall, his downfall, when something happens to him. You willfully malign that person. You love it pag may nangyayaring hindi maganda sa kanila. And that's an ugly, ugly emotion. And maybe more than any other emotion, you know, it's the one people don't confess to feeling. It's like, hindi ako naiingit. Why? Because envy equals shame. Nahihiya akong aminin sa sarili ko na may kulang sa buhay ko at naiinis ako sa iba kapag meron silang isang bagay na wala sa akin. Hanggang sa gagawa ka ng bagay na minsan you don't even realize it, nakakasira sa iba. Or like my pencil topper incident, pwedeng makasira sa'yo. Ayun, envy na yun. So it's also the seed for backbiting and gossiping and taking that secret pleasure if something happens to a person you can't stand. There's a fine line between envy and competition and admiration and taking inspiration. And I want you to know, and this is the truth, because I've proven this in how I try to deal and process my own feelings about envy. I want you to know that you can cross over and turn this ugly emotion into something that's actually good. So how can you turn envy into something productive, into something positive? I've learned in my life, if I can control anything, it's my thoughts. I mean, there's so many things in the world you can't control, guys, but your thoughts, they're free. They're yours. Sa'yo yan. Yan ang kaya mong kontrolin. No one puts them in your brain but yourself. But wait, like everything, it's gonna take a lot of practice to control how you think. And getting rid of such an insidious, ugly thought or emotion like envy is going to take a lot of work. So, number one, you've got to have awareness. You've got to recognize na oo, may ingit nga ako sa katawan about a certain thing. And how do you know na ingit siya? And like I said, it happens when it goes beyond admiration and inspiration and it becomes really negative. And then, now that you acknowledge it and you name it as envy, oo, naiingit ka nga, it's really important because you know when you'll feel it and then you can catch yourself if you do something negative or hurtful towards yourself or others. So sometimes you'll say to yourself, I hate her. I want her life or I want his life. I'm sorry, but no, that's impossible. You can't have someone else's life. No two lives are the same. Your experiences are uniquely yours. They're part of what shaped you into who you are today, into what you do today. And it's the same thing for that person whom you love, pero secretly you envy pala. Now, when you identify that feeling and you know what it is, I want you to give yourself the time to think about what you feel. What are you feeling about this person? About his success? About how you want what she has? Now, if certain very negative or toxic emotions bubble to the surface, I want you to sit with it for a bit. And remember, guys, be kind to yourself. Huwag niyo pagalitan yung sarili niyo. Like I said, tao lang tayo. Nagkakamali. Tao lang tayo. You will feel that. So sit with it for a bit. Okay, naiingit ako. Catch yourself because that's the easiest way. Magugulat ka sa mga emotions na to. Could probably even surprise you. Now, how could I be so negative? And at this point, I want you to forgive yourself. Because, like I said, we're human. You're not perfect. And it's part and parcel of human nature to feel that way. But now that you know what it is, you know that you're not supposed to act on it. So now you're very conscious about how you feel. So therefore, if you hear another gossip fest about this person, okay, now you know na naiingit ka sa kanya. So stop yourself on the get-go na. Huwag ka na mag-participate. Avoid it if you can. If you can't stand seeing his or her success, then can you please stop stalking him or her on social media? Yeah, unfollow for a bit, diba? If it's causing so much toxic emotions in you, stop it. Stop it for a bit until you can finally control how you feel. Okay, now that you're aware, you can analyze. That's the second step. You can write it down. What is it about this person that I envy? Oh, nakakaasar siya kasi intrimitida siya, but she's such a go-getter. She puts herself out there, and I like that. Diba? Kala mo naiinis ka sa kanya kasi masyado siyang pabibo. But honestly, what you do admire is her courage and her spirit. You know, how did that person get to where he or she is right now? Now, this is the magic ingredient. This is the secret sauce that's going to make the difference. You are going to see that the success, the beauty, the athleticism, the popularity, the intelligence, or whatever it is that that person has, it didn't happen overnight. Hindi lang yan nangyari ng ganun-ganun lang. It'll make you realize that what you envy is what you see now on your social media feed. Like how you envy your classmate for being at the top of the class. But what you fail to see are all the hours that your classmate put in studying, researching, doing what's needed to be at the top. So now when you see what that person has done to get whatever he or she has achieved, now maybe those are the things you can do to achieve your own goals. Now, third, now look at this person you're so envious of. If you can't reach the same status right away, that's fine. Kasi naiingit ka sa isang artista or an influencer. Somebody like, okay, who's so hot right now? Ivana Alawi. Oh my God, she's so beautiful. Okay, you look at her and she's like, wow, she's so gorgeous. Nakakaasar. She's everywhere. I see her and people keep looking at her. She's so sexy and she gets all these gigs. But you don't see all those years that this person has put in to become what she is right now. An influencer followed by so many people. You don't see the hours she does. Maybe practicing her craft, I don't know, marketing herself, doing PR, taking care of her body, being as beautiful as possible. That's also a lot of work, guys. Being physically ready to be an actress, you don't see all that. But now that you do realize it, you're like, wow, I can't be her in a snap, but I have to put in the work. Tinatrabaho pala yun, yung kinaiingitan ko. And so instead of directing all your energy at getting upset, you just put that energy into doing the work yourself. Get inspired. If that person achieved success, then it means you can achieve it too. And remember, just because someone is successful, it doesn't mean that there's less for you. Wag ganun ha. Kasi nga, there's so much to go around in this world. I mean, my goodness, there's so many possibilities. Look at it from this perspective. If he did it, that means there's room for me too. I can do it too. So you've just turned a very negative emotion or thought, like, I hate him because he has something that I have, into a positive one. Like, there will be more opportunities for me too. Kung kinaya niya, kakayanin ko rin. Diba? Uy, pwede pala yun. O gagawin ko rin yun. Like when I was starting out as a voice actor, I would look at the big names in my field and I would just spend hours practicing, reading, enunciating. And I also found out how they got the gigs that, you know, inspired me. And that took me on that trajectory of following what they do. So maybe if there's a dream that you're going after, then why don't you look at what they did? Of course, you're not going to achieve that same success in a snap, but you know, you've got to start somewhere. And again, let's do a bit of a reality check here, huh? If you envy someone for something that she has that physically you can't have, you love Sarah Geronimo, but you can't sing to save your life, or Michael Jordan, but you don't even know how to play ball. Take a look at what they did to achieve those things, how they achieved success, and you can apply the same attitude in your life. You can look at something in them that applies to you too. Like for example, see Michael Jordan's, then look at his values of persistence, of practicing nonstop, of failing and getting back up again. It's not going to be easy. It wasn't easy for him in the beginning, and it's certainly not going to be easy for you, but that's where the magic is. It's in just doing it repeatedly. And last, remember that in life, success isn't always easy for that person na kinaiingitan mo. Just like you, kahit successful na siya ngayon, or whatever this person has right now that you want, this person is also going through pain, hurts, disappointment. because this person is human just like you. Kung meron kang iniiyakan, meron ding iniiyakan yan. And that's not a cause to feel joyful na may iniiyakan siya. It's a cause to feel compassion and understanding for that person. And now when you look at that person, you won't look at her with envy anymore, but you will look at her with understanding. And yes, finally, admiration and inspiration. Oh, siguro hirap din yan sa buhay niya. Meron siyang mga pinagdadaanan. Pero look, that person's still going and I want to be like her or like him. And so, if you look at that person and see everything he's done, it can give you answers to what you can do and what you have right now that's going to help you get to where you're going to go. Because like I said, this person started at the bottom like you with whatever little he or she had. You start focusing that energy, not on someone else, but on yourself. Then you should stand proud because you're not wasting your time comparing yourself to others. Because now you're celebrating yourself. You're doing the work. And now you'll only be comparing yourself to you. So have a great day, guys. Ingat! And I'll see you on the next episode. Thank you for listening to Miss M on Air. Follow me on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you get your podcasts. Also, look for me on Instagram at MSM on Air. That's MSMONAIR. Have a good one. I love you all and stay tuned for the next episode.